New York ISO finalizes CRIS tariff revisions read by an automated voice. P.P1 margin 0.0px0.0px0.0px0.0px font 11.0px Helvetica Noia color number 00000 Insular New York New York ISO on Wednesday presented the installed capacity working group / market issues working group with a proposed timeline for finalizing tariff revisions related to capacity resource interconnection service, or CRIS expiration and transfer rules for deactivated facilities looking to adjust their unexpired CRIS rights. The ISO's Nikolai Tubbs told stakeholders that New York ISO would be finalizing the discussion on tariff provisions related to the CRIS project, which has been an extended ongoing process. Currently, New York ISO anticipates these new provisions to go into effect in the second quarter, or 60 days after they have been filed with FERC toward the end of the first quarter. Scott Luthoser of Hydro-Québec Energy Services asked about the status of external CRIS and whether it would be affected by any of the proposed revisions. New York ISO attorney Sarah Keegan answered that those rights would be unaffected. Howard Frommer, who represents the Bayonne Energy Center, asked when New York ISO expected the proposed requirements for CRIS transfers would go into effect and what the ISO meant by functional requirements, which New York ISO expects to be their 2023 deliverable. Zach Smith, vice president at New York ISO, responded that all of the rules will become effective upon FERC acceptance, including the requirements related to CRIS transfers. Smith then clarified that the functional requirements that New York ISO is seeking to deliver by the fourth quarter relate to partial CRIS expiration, and the ISO needs software tools to facilitate the partial CRIS tracking. Smith also told stakeholders that the first time New York ISO will expire someone under the new partial CRIS rules would be 3 years from the effective date. Mark Younger, president of Hudson Energy Economics, thought it was confusing that New York ISO have the deliverable for this year called functional requirements, when, in fact, the real deliverable is implementation. Doreen Saya, an attorney with Greenberg Traurig, asked whether the tariff revisions specifically related to the same location CRIS transfers rules would be impacted by the class year 2023 base case lockdown. Keegan responded that it would not, and that, regardless of this filing, CRIS transfers would be requested by the class year start date. New York ISO will seek approval for the proposed CRIS tariff revisions at both the January 18 Business Issues Committee and January 25 Management Committee meetings.